holidays are here, and there's no better place to get into the spirit than Kirkland's Home. From sparkling ornaments and festive wreaths to cozy accents that make your home shine, we've got everything you need to make the season bright. Stop by your local Kirkland's Home store today or shop anytime at kirklands.com. Discover the holiday looks you'll love at the value you deserve. Kirkland's Home. Comfort and joy, room by room.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Guide. Back again with another dose of daily Stoic Edge to help you stay sharp, stay grounded, and navigate this crazy world one day at a time. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts swirling around like a tornado of negativity, emotions crashing over you like waves on a stormy sea. Yeah, we've all been there. Life throws punches, and sometimes those punches leave us feeling bruised, battered, and overwhelmed by the weight of our own thoughts and feelings. But guess what? You don't have to just ride that emotional roller coaster blindly. You can actually learn to steer the ship to find some calm amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into dealing with those pesky negative thoughts and emotions, exploring practical Stoic techniques that can help you regain control, build resilience, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and then choosing how to respond. Because here's the thing. Our thoughts and emotions don't dictate us. We have the power to choose how we react to them. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the stormy seas of negativity. 1. Identify your triggers. What set off those negative thought spirals? Is it a specific person, situation, or even time of day? By recognizing your triggers, you can start to anticipate and prepare for them. Think of it like having an early warning system for your emotional well-being. You know that feeling when you're about to step into a room full of people who make you feel awkward? 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept every negative thought as fact. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and distortions rather than reality. By questioning them, we can start to break free from their grip. 3. Focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your response to it. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus your energy on the things you can influence: your actions, your attitude, your choices. Remember, even small acts of control can make a big difference. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help ground you and prevent negative thoughts from spiraling out of control. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This simple practice can bring you back to the here and now, helping you escape the clutches of overthinking. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in negativity, but taking a moment to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a few minutes to reflect on the blessings in your life. Think about a time when you were feeling overwhelmed by negative thoughts. Maybe you had a stressful day at work, a disagreement with a loved one, or just felt the general sense of unease. Now, apply these 5 key takeaways to identifying your triggers help. They're challenging, those thoughts lead to a different outcome. They're focusing on what you could control make you feel more empowered. By practicing these Stoic principles consistently, you'll gradually build resilience and cultivate a calmer, more balanced inner world. Remember, dealing with negativity isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about learning to manage your emotions effectively so they don't control you. It's about finding that sweet spot of acceptance, understanding, and proactive action. Alright, listeners, take these takeaways and put them into practice. Challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, and cultivate a sense of gratitude. You got this. And remember, if you found value in today's episode, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. Let's keep the conversation going. Hit me up on social media, Dylan Brooks Daily Stoic, and tell me your thoughts. What are some ways you deal with negative thoughts and emotions? I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep pushing forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.